Well, these will be what we call uninsured notices. And if you receive one, what it will tell you is that a state computer system, which actually is a cross-checking between a database of all the insurers that are licensed to do business in Kentucky, it's called their book of business, and the database of registered motor vehicles in Kentucky, and the system will then kick out those for whom it is indicated that they do not have personal liability insurance coverage on that registered vehicle. This does not apply to commercial vehicles. These are just personal vehicles, and it is personal liability insurance.
Okay, and if you receive such a letter, I guess you got to go buy some insurance.
You're given 30 days to either obtain insurance or show proof of insurance, existing insurance, and the consequence of not doing either of those is that your registration then will be automatically canceled at the end of the 30 days. It is the only notice that you will receive. This has been piloted in eight counties now over the last couple of years because it really was quite a technological undertaking. And it's a simple concept, but in practice it's very complicated because there are so many different types of vehicle registrations and there are so many different circumstances, if I can put it that way, of vehicle owners and categories of vehicle owners. But nonetheless, the idea was to, and the mandate of the legislature was to do this in an attempt to reduce or halt the practice by many people of obtaining insurance just long enough to get a vehicle registered, and then they go and cancel it, and then they drive uninsured, and it causes a wreck. If the victim of their action has his or her own coverage, it may cover the damage to their vehicle, but they're going to at least be out the cost of a deductible, which can be pretty high. I think the feeling in the legislature was that this is not fair.
In order for transportation officials to go to this length and to have all these computers sync up and have a pilot program, I imagine this this practice of not having insurance or just getting it to get the vehicle registered is a big problem in Kentucky.
Enough of a problem that the legislature saw fit, and we will have to see how effective this is. Our experience with the pilot program in the eight counties that agreed to be included in the pilot indicates that we're going to be issuing 30 to 35,000 uninsured notices every month. A certain percentage of those are going to go to people who really do have insurance, but for one reason or another, it's not reflected in the system.
If you're a Kentuckian who does have personal liability insurance on your vehicle, and you get a letter saying you don't, the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet warns that you should not ignore the letter. Instead, you should follow the instructions in the letter on how to resolve the state's mistake. I'm Steve Hirschberg.